We say goodbye. We say farewell. Dory Monson. Goodbye is too good a word, babe. So we'll just say fairly well. Bob Dylan's line. Wow. Two angry, intolerant conservatives on the line at the exact same time. Get ready for a lot of hate, everybody. Jason Rantz and Brian Suits. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Are you sharing the same room? What are you doing? Are you in the same spot? What's going on with you two?
We are not after you.
Okay. All right. All right. Good. So I'll go to Rantz first. Jason Rantz, you and Dory, whether you realize it or not, were competitors in that you would find a story or he would get a story. He wanted to get it on before you got it on there. And, I mean, you guys battled it. Nobody knew that this stuff was happening behind the scenes. But he was always – you could feel him nipping at your heels or you nipping at his heels. Either way, the listeners were better served because of that competition between the two of you.
We were both very well aware of that. In fact, that's how we became so close. Every time I would get a phone call from him, and we would talk about once every couple weeks or so, but when I would get a call, I would know, he's got a story before I got one. Mm-hmm. And that would always annoy me. And we would always talk it through, and we would plan how we were going to talk about it. And we would share information. I mean, as much as we were competing in the general sense, we shared information all the time. And that was due in part because we were covering similar stories, but because we respected one another. And I respected the hell out of all the work that he had been doing. I mean, this is a guy who, and we've heard it many, many, many times today, he was always working. He was always doing show prep. He was always looking for that next story. And I always appreciated that. I'm built similar to him in that regard, but he always made me better at what I was doing, because I always knew that he was going to snap something up if I didn't get it first. And I really appreciated that sort of motivation that he provided, but also the friendship and guidance. What a lot of people probably don't realize is with just a handful of conservatives in the building, we've got a little bit of a little club going on where we would talk to one another about things that were on our mind. And he provided a lot of guidance for me over the years, and I'm not going to forget that.
Brian Suits, I love your intellect and your humor and how you weave those two things together. And the thing that I thought, which I think Dory did well, but I'm always struck by your beginning point of most of your principles begin with family. Your love for your daughter, and Dory's family was also sort of the beginning point that everything started from what's best for the family, government interference into the family, the destruction of the family, that society fails when the family fails. And I know that is part of sort of your guiding principle as well. What else did you share in common with Dory Monson?
Well, when I started at Cairo, I had just gotten back from Bosnia, and, you know, single guy, no attachments, no kids or anything, and I got the offer to take over the 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. show. I was in music radio for a long time, which is a completely different animal, you know, and you're playing two songs and reading a story about the gorilla that broke into the apartment and turned on the microwave, and then you're going back to Led Zeppelin, Cashmere, and all that. It's not real. And the boss at the time informed me that my first week on Cairo would be filling in for Dave Ross. And I said, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but he's kind of a big deal. And Dory was he was meeting with his producer. And I said, hi, I'm a gigantic fan, because number one, you have to be a fan of talk radio to I think do talk radio. And he was having a meeting, and I said, can I just sit here and hear what you guys are talking about and how you talk about it? And he went way out of his way to just say, look, listen, just be honest. Don't do anything artificial. If you have passion about something, feel free to do it in the first hour, in the third hour, do it the next day. He said, just bring something new to it. And then secondly, know the subject. If you don't know the subject, learn about it and then explain it to the audience. He said, but they will see right through you. And, you know, and here's a guy born and raised in Seattle, goes to college 3 miles away from Ballard, never leaves the town. I mean, I don't know. In the markets that I've been in, Seattle is one of the only ones that I'm from Port Angeles, went to Wazoo. This is one where you got to be from. The audience knows, you know, they know a phony. You know, if you're seeing, you know, Puyallup up or whatever, you know, they see through it a mile away. And that was his thing. Is he said, never play a character. Don't do a voice. Don't do any of that. Just be completely honest. And then, you know, years go by, and I leave Seattle, and then saw him for the first time back in November, and I heard Matt, the KTTH listener, last hour talking about it. Matt, the P1.
Yeah.
And I think we met him down there in Renton when we did this Freedom series. I hadn't talked to Dory for years. And so we start, you know, hey, great to see you, man. Thanks for coming and doing this and the whole thing. And we go, blah, 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 radio, radio, radio. And then he said, but what brings you back here? And I said, well, you know, family. I said, I'm from here. I said, I'm now a single dad of a 13-year-old. I'm the chairman of the committee to raise a normal. And I said, I'm back here. And the conversation completely changed.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you know, we started talking about his daughters, my decision to come back. And I told him, I said, dude, you know, anything you want to pass on to me, you're 3-0. You know, I've got one shot. You're 3-0. You know, and he made his family, his daughters, so much a part of the show. And number one, I was a fan. Mm-hmm. You know, so just like everybody else listening, you know, I forget what the bumper was, 122. But I started crying in the car, you know, and my daughter's looking at me and she's like, you know, can I take the wheel, you know, and all that. And I'm like, no, Odin, take the wheel. And she knows why I'm crying. And it's because I'm a fan. Number one, I'm a fan. And the second that we started talking about the importance of family and me moving back here with my daughter, completely different conversation. And we started talking about, you know, college selection, schools, what's being taught in schools and the whole thing. And it was like the years absolutely disappeared. It was like I saw him the day before.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you know, and that's one of the principles I've always taken with me is you know, number one, be passionate about the thing that you're talking about, or be objective and be a teacher, fine, but just provide that content. But emotion is content. And that's what Dory was masterful about. Was talking about the simple act of teaching a daughter how to ride a bike, you know, and stuff like that, because everybody out there, you know, no matter who you are, you know, the vast majority of the audience has that experience of the traffic sucks, the potholes suck. You know, I taught my daughter how to ride a bike, whatever, you know, just sound like the person that's sitting in the car. And the other, and the third thing that Dory taught me, and he's absolutely right about this, is he said, never, ever complain about work, because you're talking to people that are driving to real jobs. You know, your ass is sitting in the studio talking into a mic for 3 hours and they pay you. And he said, never, ever in this town in Seattle, never, ever tell someone who's driving to Painfield or whatever. Don't tell them what a hard life you have, because they're driving to a real job.
Right. Right. Brian Suits, thank you for that. And I wanted to ask Jason, and both of you can jump in on this, but I'll throw it to Rance. Rance, being a media personality, a pundit, a commentator in this town is hard when you represent. I know the town talks about how much it wants to celebrate diversity, but it doesn't want to celebrate diversity when you have an idea that is counter to the mainstream ideas. How did you and how did Dory respond to the haters? Was there a difference between your response to them, and did you learn anything from how Dory responded to the people that wanted to silence him?
So I don't know if I learned anything, because he's so much better at dealing with the crazies than I am. He was, and we used to talk about this a lot, of just the relentless criticisms that aren't based in reality, that are done in bad faith. He never really got upset with the folks who were just going after him and making it personal. He was annoyed by it, but he never really got too upset, because he understood where they were coming from and the hate that was in their hearts. And he was always someone who, at least with me, was able to just push forward. And I always looked at that in awe, because I'm just not that person where I do want to pick fights. I do want to push back. And he just didn't want to do that. And I think part of it is because, you know, his focus, not just on the content, but his focus on his family and his wife and his daughters. And that would just take away from, you know, his enjoyment of what he did and loved when the microphone was turned off.
Yeah. Well, listen, I thank you, and I appreciate your words for Dory at this time. Jason Rantz, you have to find somebody else to nip at your heels and make you as great as you are, because you've lost one of your nemesis out there when it comes to bringing the story first to the people of Cairo Radio or KTTH. And Brian Suits, get some sleep. Give that kid some love. Don't forget, you're in charge of raising a normal, okay?
A normie.
All right. I look forward to hearing both of you guys on the radio tomorrow. Thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it.
You're doing a great job. And it's hard to do what you're doing right now, but you guys are absolutely nailing it. And nobody like Dory Monson would appreciate the great radio that you guys are doing. When you can make me cry because of a bumper. You guys are absolutely coming together, and you're doing a day of great radio that Dory deserves.
Thank you. Well, we're trying. Thanks, Brian Suits. Appreciate it.